Welcome to the Scape Foo Podcast, where it's all about learning to make aquariums beautiful. And now, here are your hosts, Scape Foo founder and chief bottle washer, Art Pinom, your DIY homescaper, JJ, and our full-time aquascaper and smarty pants from Germany, Yuri's Mit JS.
Hello, hello. This is Art Pinom. How are you? Thank you for listening to the Scape Foo Podcast. We are the only podcast on the internet dedicated to the aquascaping and aquarium, planted aquarium hobby. Thanks for being with us. This episode is going to be a relatively short one, but it's going to be focused on some news. And that news is that finally, we have Aquavinova plants coming into the U.S. It's official. They have a distributor. We know what it is. They'll be here soon. I'm very excited. Let me tell you a little bit why you should be excited too. It is, at least in the United States, very, very hard to get quality plants. We get them from our friends online mostly, or through clubs. It's a good way to get them. But by and large, if you don't have that and you go to a local pet store, you go to a big box pet store, you have a very limited selection, and most of the time they look terrible. So it's very, very hard to get excited when you are in the United States to set up a beautiful aquascape when getting plants is just so hard. There are some mail order places, and with all due respect to them, I think they, by and large, send quality plants. They meet a need, but my experience has been that the traditional way of sending plants, which is typically wrapped in wet newspaper or wet napkins, in plastic bags, will not be a very good way to transport plants. So when you get your plants, they look terrible. You put them in the aquarium and have to wait for a while for them to recover and come back if they do. So it's been a challenge, and availability of species has also been a challenge. Now, the reason this has been the case is that because our rules and regulations in the United States do not allow the import of plants in rock wool. And rock wool, as you know, has been the medium of choice for growing at least aquarium plants, hydroponic grown plants, for many, many years. So you can imagine a grower would be sending over the plants, and then somebody would have to clean out all of the rock wool. They would be inspected, bare root, and then be allowed in. That is cost prohibitive. It just wouldn't work. So that's kept a lot of the very reputable growers internationally out. What has changed? In vitro, tissue culture. Now, growers more and more are successfully growing plants, aquarium plants, from test tubes. No rock wood involved. Therefore, the plants can be shipped in containers that are bare root, easy to inspect. Two, can arrive in a good condition to the pet store, can be displayed at the pet store for a pretty good amount of time, without the plant deteriorating in very much. So now that we have that, we're starting to see plants coming in. I do know that we have Tropica's 1-2 grow line through some retailers, Green Leaf Aquarium being one. Now we are going to get the line from Aquavinova. So we talked about Aquavinova in the past, and here in a minute or two, I will play an episode, an interview that JJ had with Esther Mouse of Aquaflora, but They is part of the joint venture that is Aqua Innova coming in to bring plants into the United States. And let me tell you a little bit about it, because I was excited about it when I heard it. The U.S. is a very tricky market in terms of planted aquarium products. We've discussed this before as well. I had shared with you that I brought in Aqua Design Amano many years ago, and it's a small, limited market, and you need a company needs to come in and for the long term and make investment after investment before there's a payout, before the market grows. So what I've seen companies doing is partnering up and saying, let's tackle this big market in the U.S., untapped market in the U.S. We can't do it alone. I know we're competitors elsewhere, but let's join forces and go in. So Anubias and Aquaflora did that and formed Aqua Innova specifically to bring their plants to the United States. Now, they need a U.S. distributor, and now they have one. It is JBJ. So JBJ USA will be importing not only Aqua Innova plants, but also the Dennerle line of planted aquarium products. So you will have the availability of the plants. Now you're going to have quality products as well. We do have quality products in the United States, but I'm really looking forward to trying out the Dennerle equipment. I've tried to reach Dennerle in the past. I believe they're German. Really haven't had much success getting a hold of them to learn more about them. But I'm looking forward to it now that JBJ is going to bring them in. I'm trying to get one of the representatives of JBJ to do an interview for the air. And as soon as I do that, I'll bring it out as an ad hoc episode. But I wanted to get the news out there for you. Now, the big announcement, the rollout is going to be done at the Aquatic Experience that is coming up in Chicago, Illinois on November 6th through the 8th, 2015. If you are listening to this before that date and are anywhere near Chicago, or you've got a little extra cash and want to go and spend a few days in Chicago, beautiful city, up to your eyeballs with all things aquarium, I would highly encourage you to go. There's an aquascaping contest. Our very own JJ will be traveling over there and competing. No pressure, JJ. I just want a lot of pictures. Aqua Innova is going to be there with the JBJ and Dennerle crews. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So I would highly encourage you to go if you can make it. Again, November 6th through the 8th, 2015 in Chicago, Illinois. It's called the Aquatic Experience. Just go over to aquaticexperience.org and that'll give you all the information, including buying tickets and schedule and whatnot. I'll have a link in the show notes to it. So I wanted to, before putting the interview on, I wanted to read a little bit about what's coming in terms of the plants in particular. I don't have a lot of info yet with what Dennerle is bringing in. But if you go to the Aquatic Experience, let me know. Stop by their booth and see what, take a picture of what they're bringing. I'm interested to know. So as Esther's going to talk a little more shortly here about, they have two lines. One is the Linea In Vitro, and the other one is the Linea Zero. So Linea meaning line in English. The Linea In Vitro are really in vitro cups that come straight from the lab. They're sterile and they're free of anything that is unwanted. They're very young plants, but they're very healthy and disease-free plants and algae-free plants. The Linea Zero is interesting to me because they have all of the benefits of the in vitro plants, she also writes here, zero residue, zero pesticides, and they require zero handling. No washing, just take the plant from the vitro anchor, which is a glass ring that is used for growth and the plant attaching to it, and plant it. That's as simple as that. No spending, you know, time there picking out rock wool like I'm sure you've done before. No melting plants, no leaves falling apart everywhere. Linea Zero plants have been grown through a second stage of growth in their nursery, which makes them stronger compared to vitro plants, in vitro plants. They start growing immediately after planting, and even a four-year-old cup, you heard it, four-year-old cup or can of plant can be successful. So we hope that this makes it easy for using plants that will help people decide to change from plastic plants into real plants. The U.S. will be the first country where we will start to sell this product. So yes, I think making it easy, it's what we need to switch from the plastic. I used to say, get the plastic out of the aquarium, keep the plastic out of the aquarium, to plants, absolutely. And I'm thrilled that the U.S. is the test market for it. I'm a little nervous, but it should be interesting nonetheless. Esther says that you can compare the Linea in vitro with a small, fragile baby that needs 100% care, and the Linea Zero with a teenager loaded with energy and impatient to conquer the world. My teenagers are impatient and full of energy and sometimes a little bit of pain. Hopefully the plants would not be. So the assortment, there's about 30 plants that are coming in that are Linea in vitro and about 30 that are Linea Zero. I've got the list here. I am going to ask Esther to see if I can post it. If I can, I will put it into the show notes. If you are looking or listening to this in the Scapefoo app, all you need to do is hit the notes button and they're right there. If you are not listening to this in the Scapefoo app, why not? I would highly encourage you and thank you. If you download the app, it really helps us defray the cost here at Scapefoo and makes it easy for you to consume our podcast. So go ahead, just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store if you have Android, and type in Scapefoo, and you will pull up the app. It's right there for you if you haven't done it. So some of the ones that are Linea Zero, Alternanthera, most of the ones that we know, Anubias, Anubias Nana, Anubias Petite, Bacopa, Carolinana. These are killing me, folks, but I'm going to try and do it for you. I know many of you will be happy to know that they do have some Busas or one Busa coming, Linea Zero, Cryptocorini, Bichettii, Costata, Undulata, Wentii, Tropica, Echinodorus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Echinodorus, Hygrophila, Corymbosa. We have Lagenandra coming, Limnophila, Lobelia, Ludwigia, Glandulosa, red, which is a beautiful plant. Micranthemum, species Monte Carlo is coming. We have Java fern. We have Java fern narrow. The Pogostemon helferi. The octopus version, Rotala rotundifolia. And the styrogene, as I pronounce it. From the Linea in vitro, they have many of the similar ones. They do have Amania species bonsai. They have Cryptocorini parva, Petchii, Pygmaea. That one was very hard to find in the past. I'm glad to see it's coming in. And Willisii, Didipolis is coming. Echinodorus tenellus, Echinodorus. We have the hair grass, species minima coming. Glossostigma latinoides is there. HC Cuba, folks, is coming, Linea in vitro. We do have Hygrophila, Hydrocotyl species Japan, Hygrophila, and let me see if I'm any others that you would be interested in. I think Rikia, for those that are still using Rikia, that's old school. There is Taiwan moss. There's flame moss, spiky moss. There's the weeping moss and Christmas moss coming. So those are the ones that they've chosen to come in first. There's more than what I've mentioned. Again, I'll try and get the okay to post them for you. They will be released starting right after Chicago, the aquatic experience, and rolling out through the coming months. If they don't have one that you want, please, please be sure to let them know or let me know, and I'll get the word to them and tell them that, hey, this is in demand, bring it, okay? So again, this in conjunction with quality products from Dannerly, I think JBJ's got a winner formula here. And I wish them the best of luck. And like I said, hopefully I'll be able to bring somebody online here to talk about their thoughts and how they're planning on rolling it out and where it will be. Listen here, as soon as I find stores in the United States that are carrying these plants, I will, as a service to you, bring them to your attention. And hopefully we can spread the word and really make this a commercial success so that we continue to keep this rolling. For those of you that are not in the United States and are looking forward toward the Linea Zero, stay tuned. I'm sure they'll be selling them in your market soon. I got to say, it feels a little good to be in the United States and be the first ones to see this. We normally do not, that does not happen to us in this hobby. We are always the last ones. So I'm happy that they've decided to turn that around. So anyway, you've heard me too long. Let me let you hear from Esther Mouse from Aquinova, tell you a little bit about their plants and what they're doing and bringing it in. Again, this was recorded by JJ in an interview back at the latest Aquatic Gardeners Association convention. Here you go. Enjoy.
I'm here with Miss Esther Mouse from Aquinova, the lady in the flesh. You've heard me and Art talk about their company past few episodes and what they're trying to do in the hobby over here in the States. And Esther, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. We're very happy to be here.
So, what brings you guys to the States?
Actually, we have been wanting to sell our plants, aquarium plants, to the States for a long time, for years and years. But it was never possible due to all the regulations with importing plants in rock wool or growing medium. And we found a way to grow a very strong plant. And that's why we're here. Aquinova was actually founded to enter the United States.
And what was it before Aquinova? I mean, some of us know what it is, but
before Aquinova, there was and there still is Anubias in Italy and Aquaflora in the Netherlands. And together, we have been friends. We are also competitors, but we also have been friends for a long, long time. And we feel that this cooperation is a very big synergy, and to avoid conflicts, we made a new company. Mm-hmm. And with this company, we will approach mainly the markets that we are not present yet or where we are very weak and we're not present in the United States. So this will be our first market. And actually, Aquinova will be available only in the U.S. for the first months from starting date.
What can we expect from Aquinova as far as quality-wise, ease of getting into the tanks and growth?
What you can expect is two things. We have the Linea in vitro, which is a line of in vitro plants in cups, in tubes, and on carpets. I think many people already are familiar with in vitro plants. The special thing that we're introducing is the Linea Zero line, which is a plant that comes from in vitro, so carries all the benefits from in vitro plants. But on top of that, so it's a very clean, healthy plant, no pesticides, no snails, no algae. It has been exposed to other conditions in a nursery. It's been grown through a second stage, which makes it very strong, very healthy, and it has a lot of growing power.
How many species do you guys got going on right now?
We have, I think, when you look at Aquaflora and Anubias, we have over 200 species that we can grow ourselves. But I think it would be silly to bring them all into the U.S. right away. Yeah.
Business-wise.
Yes. So actually, that's also a very big reason why we are here, is to see, to find out what people really like to see in the U.S. So what are you missing in good quality? And we can understand there's, of course, the new varieties that are unavailable. That's always interesting. But also we have seen, for example, here on the convention that Cryptocorrhina is very popular.
Monsters too.
Yes. And that was kind of surprising. We didn't know what to expect.
Mm. Yeah, for you guys that weren't here, the AGA, at their booth, they had a survey of sorts of what we want, what we would like as aquascapers here in the States. And Esther kind of got a chuckle out when I turned mine in, because it was like 80% checked off. But guys, if you guys, for the people here that were here this week at the AGA convention, you guys saw a top quality plant. I mean, I was geeked to see. I'm actually geeked to have bought some to be able to use some here in the future, or very, very near future, like this week coming up. But it's really something that we as a planted society here in the States, we look for new plants. We want new plants. We need to jump behind this, this company and push it to the top in the States, because I mean, their stuff is impeccable. It's top of the line. And it's bang for the buck too. I mean, you really, you know the old saying, you get what you pay for. I mean, you're really getting what you pay for. And sorry about that. So you get what you pay for, and that threw me off a little bit. That's the text. Anyway,
that's a midnight break.
Yeah, it's really great. So why don't you tell us how you guys plan on distributing it here in the States?
What we're actually looking for is 1 to 3 max distributors, mm-hmm. who can distribute it to both the wholesaler and the shops, the retailers. Maybe also an online selling point.
Which would be...
Yeah. But for us, it's of course important that in time we can build up a volume, mm-hmm. to make it interesting, also price-wise.
Yeah.
So many people have asked us, can we buy directly from you? Well, that's very hard, because you have to have an import permit.
Yeah.
Plants need to be inspected when they arrive on the airport, because they are delivered with a phytosanitary certificate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you have to think of.
Plus the business aspect. It doesn't make sense for you guys to ship one or two at a time. You know,
no.
You want to ship
large
quantities at
that's
one
correct.
Time. It's more cost effective.
We can do one. The price will be sky high then, and that's not interesting for anybody, I think.
But
we were at the Aquatic Experience,
mm-hmm.
October, November in Chicago. That was to feel the reaction of the.
And how did you think that went over?
That went very, very well.
Yeah.
Yes, and since we're a new company, we have a lot of. Official documents and things to do, mm-hmm. and that's actually holding us back at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So until that has been taken care of really in a good way, because we want to go to come here well prepared, mm-hmm. we're also a patent pending, and there's a lot of stuff going on. We also have improved the product that's not on the market yet. We have improved it also during the last few months.
You've gone through a few prototypes.
Yes, correct. So I think many people have asked us this question, so I think it's nice to say what we expect. We expect at end of the summer, we will be ready to ship the plants over here.
Very good. So again, if you guys weren't at the Aquatic Experience of, you know, Art and I, and we talked about it, Yuri also, we've talked about it in past podcasts about the way they have it set up. It's almost like a refrigeration system, and it's like going to the market to the produce, you know, and they, or old days, you know, it's like an old style where they had the little misters and stuff like that. But it's like shelves almost, but it's pretty cool. And I was kind of upset that I had to leave early that Sunday, and I didn't get any of those plants. But so I made it I knew you guys were going to be here. I made it an effort to buy some of those plants. So, and they, I mean, as soon as you put them out, they were flying off.
Yes. I think one of the very nice things of the Linea Zero plants, so the plants that have been grown through the second stage, is you plant them in the tank. And anybody can do it. A small child, you know, a beginner or a very professional aquascaper. The plants will grow. They want to grow. So you put them in the soil and you will see a visible growth within 2 or 3 days already.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
And the other great thing about the Zero line is that it's already, I mean, the root systems are, I mean, they're really there already. You can see them ready to go. So, you know, I mean, you're going to have, we were talking about earlier, about energy and the younger plants. The younger plants do better than the older plants in the new aquascape. Can you maybe explain that a little quick?
Yes, the younger plants still have all their energy. So they need to grow. They want to grow. If you have the plants that are fully grown, so the grown-ups, they have spent a lot of their energy already. So when you plant them, they will have they need more effort to grow and to show visible growth. And I think what you can compare, the Linea in vitro, you can compare it with babies. The Linea Zero, you can compare it with teenagers. So they both still are growing. Mm. And the Linea in vitro is more sensitive, a little bit more work because you have to clean them. You have to take gel, wash them carefully. You have to divide the plants because the portion is too big to plant at once. And the Linea Zero is so easy. We supply it in a vitro anchor, which is a glass ring. And with only one handling, you can take it from the vitro anchor, put it in your tweezers, and plant it.
Right,
it's really, really easy.
Plug and play.
Yes.
So
there you have it. I trimmed off a little bit there when it got a little chopped up, but I think you got the gist of what is coming to the United States. I hope you're excited. This is going to make a world of difference in somebody getting started. For those of us that have been started and want to try something new, it's going to make it so easy for you to bring new plants and have a great chance of getting to grow well. So I can't thank them enough. And now it's our part. I mean, they brought the product. We need to make use of it. We need to spread the word. So please help us do that. This is not a paid spot by AquaNova in any way, shape, or form. This is us simply sharing with you and with the public, the brand new products that are coming in that are going to make our lives as hobbyists much, much better, in my opinion. So, like I said, if you can make it to the aquatic experience, do so. Send us pictures, send us snippets of audio, whatever you want, and we'll try and get it on the air. I will be bringing you information on what stores are actually carrying these lines, and we'll be in touch with the folks at JBJ and AquaNova, Esther, and others to bring you the latest and make sure you have availability to all of these if you want it. So with that, let me close this episode. It's episode 45, in case you want to see the show notes. We'll have links to some of the things that we discussed today. And that is simply go to skatefu.com/45. You'll be able to access it if you have the Skatefu app. And again, if you don't, why not? Just click on the notes and that'll bring up the show notes for you. And you have all the links right there, real handy on your phone. So please spread the word, as I mentioned, and it was great talking to you again. I know it's been a little while since we've gotten some episodes out, but we're getting them out regularly now, and we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. I hope you are well. I hope you enjoyed this. Again, I hope you're excited like I am. If you do buy any of these things, let us know how it goes. Give us your feedback. You know, if you're not shy and want to come on the air, let me know. I'll give you a ring and we can get on the air with a quick little feedback from you. Happy to do that as well. So take care and be well. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Scape Foo Podcast, where it's all about learning to make aquariums beautiful.